Hi everyone, and welcome back to the 36th video for the Old Testament Survey course. In this section, we'll examine the book of Lamentations. Now, Lamentations is part of the major prophets in our English Bibles, but it's a unique book, unlike any other. Now, let's start with some background issues. The name of the book is Lamentations, which basically means Book of Laments, that is, expressions of grief and sorrow. And the Hebrew title for this book is translated alas, or how, or why. This title is an expression of shock and grief, which is appropriate for the content. Now, the date and occasion of this book is the destruction of Jerusalem by Babylon. And Lamentations is a reaction to this event, probably written very shortly afterwards. Now, Jeremiah is traditionally held to be the author of Lamentations. And this is the reason Lamentations comes right after Jeremiah in our English Bibles. Technically, the book is anonymous, so we don't know for sure, but it was written right after the conquest by an eyewitness. So Jeremiah is a decent candidate. Now let's look at the organization of Lamentations. To understand the outline, it's helpful to notice that four of the five chapters are 22 verses long, and the fifth chapter, or chapter three, the fifth, has 66 verses, which is exactly three times as long. You see, this book is a series of five laments, and each lament is an acrostic. Now, an acrostic means that each subsequent verse starts with the next letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which alphabet has 22 characters. Now, for example, in English, if we're doing an English acrostic, the first verse would start with A, the second with B, etc., as you work through the entire alphabet. So, Lamentations chapter 1 is an acrostic that relates the destruction of Jerusalem. Then chapter 2 is an acrostic that tells the reasons for God's wrath against Judah. And chapter 3 is an acrostic, which with each letter having three verses, so this chapter is three times as long. And this chapter remembers how it was before the destruction and then expresses repentance for what happens. Then chapter 4 is an acrostic, which contrasts the way it was with the way it is now, and does that as a way to express grief over the destruction of Jerusalem. It was so good, now it really sucks. Then finally, chapter 5. Chapter 5 is not technically an acrostic, but each letter is used once, just not in the correct order. So it's like an acrostic that has been mixed up. And this might be an artistic way to make a point that the life he's experiencing is mixed up. And this last chapter is a plea for mercy. Now notice, it takes time and thoughtfulness to compose an acrostic. So Lamentations is a carefully crafted composition. And at the same time, it is an outpouring of genuine emotions. And therefore it shows deep thought and genuine emotional expression. They're not mutually exclusive, but actually can and should reinforce one another. So now let's survey the content of Lamentations by looking at a few key verses. First is chapter 2, verse 17, which says, Yahweh has done what he planned. He has fulfilled his word, which he decreed long ago. He has overthrown you without pity. He has let the enemy gloat over you. Now, this verse summarizes the historical context that God has overthrown Jerusalem and turned his people over to their enemies. But Lamentation makes it very clear that this is in fulfillment of God's promise to punish. Again, we see textbook Deuteronomistic theology. Next is chapter 3, verses 19 through 32, And this says, I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember then, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man to bear the yoke while he is young. Let him sit alone in silence, for the Lord has laid it on him. Let him bury his face in the dust. There may yet be hope. Let him offer his cheek to the one who would strike him, and let him be filled with disgrace. For men are not cast off by the Lord forever. Though he brings grief, he will show compassion. So great is his unfailing love. Now, this passage is the bright spot of hope in the dark book of Lamentations. See, even while pouring out his grief in a horrible situation, the author focuses on the Lord's character and his promises. And this gives him hope and encouragement. God's great love, compassion, and faithfulness are greater than the pain of his current situation. And God's grace will have the last word. And finally, chapter 5, verses 19 through 22. It says, you, O Lord, reign forever. Your throne endures from generation to generation. Why do you always forget us? Why do you forsake us so long? Restore us to yourself, O Lord, that we may return. Renew our days as of old, unless you have utterly rejected us and are angry with us beyond measure. See, this passage is a prayer for restoration. The author is expressing his sorrow, but in that he hopes that the sorrow is not permanent. And he expects God to do something to bring his people back. So the book ends with sorrow, but the sorrow is colored by hope. And now the theological themes of Lamentations. The first theme is sorrow and repentance. Now, I hope you recognize this in your reading of Lamentations. And this is the bulk of the content of this book, that life sucks for the author, and he recognizes his guilt and the guilt of his people and the horrid situation that they're going through. But the second theme is hope in the midst of sorrow. And this hope is based solely on God's character. It's not based on ourselves or anything we could do to solve the problem. Our hope is in God, not us. We need a Savior. And remember, from the history that we've already learned, that this hope was realized. God did come through, and he rescued his people, and he brought them back. So now, let's review. First, we'll review the organization. This book is a series of 5 laments, and each lament is an acrostic. And let's review the theological themes. They are sorrow and repentance and hope in the midst of sorrow. Okay, that is an overview of the book of Lamentations. Everyone will experience some sorrow in their lifetime. And all of us, on occasion, we have the need to repent. So this book can be helpful to process these situations and these emotions. And it can also help us to find hope in God, even in the most difficult situations. Now, in the next section, we're going to continue the major prophets by studying the book of Ezekiel. Thanks for watching.